Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life.
Well done, Tommy. Sergio dipped last night. My guy. You guys catch that on ESPN last evening on the telecast? Did he get a second? Did he do another sideline hit after that? I watched almost the entire game. I never saw him again, and I wonder if somehow I missed in a couple of minutes here or there flipping around him doing a second hit. Or did they just go to the bullpen and never go back to him last night? Now, you didn't see it live, you told me, but we showed it to you this morning.
Well, so I had the volume way down. Long story. But so I didn't know that it was a disaster. So I didn't know at the time live. Then I saw Twitter, of course, blow up. People were over Sergio dipping. They were over Sergioing the way that people over Rafa when, like, Rafael Nadal
or
does something in tennis.
Ken Bone. He was Ken Bone for the night.
Yeah.
The internet's mean. Let's start with that.
Sure.
People are mean. I, like everyone else, immediately had commentary because we're all watching this game and it was that uncomfortable and awkward. And my take was essentially
just watching.
This is the major leagues. This is Monday Night Football. This means something.
Sure.
If you're in the broadcast industry, that's the coup de grace. I mean, that is the dream. If you're a guy like Pete Medhurst who calls play-by-play, the idea that one day you'll get to call a game on ESPN is what you work for years. There are sideline reporters, men and women, who have been grinding away doing an excellent job for decades at high school football fields initially on internet broadcasts and then at high school games on cable access television and then at small colleges. I mean, who've been doing this for a decade that are watching that performance and they got to be thinking,
are you kidding me?
This is what we're doing here?
Are you kidding?
Now, people are being mean to Sergio Dipp. That is not the answer, by the way. This is not his fault. I believe he's English as a second language speaker who's an ESPN Deportes reporter. They had the ESPN2 telecast. I don't know if you saw this or if you flipped past, but they were broadcasting the game in Spanish on ESPN2 simulcasting last night.
Yeah, I saw it on the guide where I was like, wait a minute, something looks amiss. Oh, look at that. It's the game, but in Espanol. That was kind of cool.
And I wonder if he was providing sideline for the Spanish broadcast the entire night and then just happened to be down there. So they said, why don't we use him as our English-speaking sideline reporter as well? And so my knock is not on the kid who's my age, 29 years old, getting that opportunity last night.
Shouldn't be there.
Somebody at ESPN decided with this very important role and this is the NFL. It's the Big 12.
It's the Big 12.
This is Monday Night Football. I can't say this any other way. This is the major leagues and you called up a college hitter. He had no business on that stage. It was tough to watch. But ESPN has never treated that second game with any respect or dignity to the profession. I mean, Beth Mowins last night called play-by-play. She did a good job. A lot of people were talking about she's the first woman to do this in 30 years, and she was going to be the focal point. She held the broadcast together as far as I'm concerned.
I thought she was solid.
Rex Ryan hasn't done that very much. Was put in a tough spot. He's not great at it. Weird. He hasn't done it. Ideally, he'll get better with reps. But
it's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've seen Mike and Mike do that before, that second game. We've seen
Dilfer did it.
Yeah, but there was a crazy other version. It wasn't Mike and Mike. Who did it one year?
Berman usually does.
Oh, Chris Berman is what I'm thinking of. Yep. Chris Berman's called play-by-play of that game a bunch of times. They never just say, hey, who's our second best guy? Where's Adam Amin at tonight? Let's get him. Let's give a guy who does a great job, who's 28 years old and in college, who's got a deep, booming voice, and an analyst who's done games before, and let's put them on the – it's always like a gimmick act.
Yeah, back in the day, it should have been game one, Mike Tirico and John Gruden. Game two, I don't know, the guy that's doing it now.
McDonough.
McDonough and yeah. then whoever their second-best commentator
is. Where is Joe Tessa – what is his name?
The college, Tessitore?
Yeah, Tessitore.
He does SEC Network stuff now.
Okay, so he's gone. Whoever that guy is now, I think it's Adam Amin, who I see everywhere, who's just a rising star. That type of person should be calling.
Let Mike Breen do it, for God's sakes.
Even Moens last night, as the play-by-play was not the problem.
Well, yeah, you're right, you're right.
So let's say she does it. So the problem then would be the color commentator. Steve Young's not available? You can't get him offset? You can't. They have 67 people who have called games before who do it all the time.
Coach Vance Joseph.
And then that's where you're going on the sideline. You've got how many people like Bob Holtzman and these women that have been doing it for 20 years who would have killed for a Monday Night Football.
Yeah, who are terrific at it.
I could not believe that.
That's the kind of stuff that drives me crazy. And I this is straying from the discussion, so I apologize. The complaints that some people have about ESPN, I think, are unfounded and a little bit, you know, it fits some sort of weird agenda that you got. But there's sometimes a lot of, like, self-congratulation that goes on at ESPN that drives me nuts, where they're going to go, look at what we did. Look at how cool we are. It's like,
having the time of his life.
We gave this.
We're forethinkers.
You know what I mean? Look, we're so enlightened. We're so on the forefront, the cutting edge of whatever. It's like, well, you also screwed up. You also had a bad broadcast because
Beth
Mullins was great, and then this is all anyone's going to talk about.
The same company that took Robert Lee off the call of a college football game.
Right.
Because they were afraid that people might be mean to him about his name. Put this kid on the sideline. I mean, look at any of his tweets from last night and the terrible things people were saying to him and all of the GIFs and memes and everything sent to him. I'm 29 years old. I get it. Like, I know how hard it is when people are saying terrible things to you to just go about your day. I can't even imagine what he's gone through since.
Yeah,
then.
You wanted to protect a guy from this mythical Twitter monster in Robert Lee, the Asian American, by the way, who should have called the UVA game on ESPN9 on the
Watch
internet.
Watch him now on the screen.
But you trot that out there.
I did
good,
love that.
Good
line.
Hustle.
Wookie said, "My favorite part, and it's not close, is the tutorial on how to watch television."
You see him there.
Watch him now on the screen.
Watch him now on the screen.
And I even feel bad doing this now. But my point is, we need to not be getting upset at the kid. This is ESPN's issue. Yeah. Someone sat in a room and goes, "This guy, let's put him on the sideline." On this is not UVA and East Carolina on a Sunday at noon on ESPN 7.
Even if it was, that wouldn't be acceptable for that.
I agree. This was Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
And here he is.
And he's handling it well. I think he has I'm looking at a tweet here where he has a picture of Googling how to deal with fame. And I mean, he's having fun with it. So that's good. And I hope
for the kid.
He's not having a worse day than what's on the surface. But that was awkward television last night.
Yeah, and I blame the worldwide leader. They do so much well, and then that. You know what I mean? That's the thing that drives me crazy about them, is when you're so insulated, you can't believe the reactions that some people have to some of your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to take the moral high ground when you've got, you know, 18 hours of First Take. You don't get to take the moral high ground when, you know, you're doing something cool. The story today, by the way, should be Beth Mullins. That should
Correct.
Be the story.
Well, I felt bad for her. Because in some ways, you know, what you're surrounded by, the conversation changes about you. Like, if it's Beth Mullins and she gets to call a game, let's say, with Trent Dilfer, and name a sideline reporter who's really good at, like, Samantha Steele or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the team, then that's a really professional, authentic broadcast and presentation. It basically looked like a cast of misfits, because you got Rex Ryan, who's never done it. You've got a guy on the sideline who doesn't belong. And then Beth Mullins, so it makes her look worse.
Agreed.
When really,
Coach
she's the
Vance
fabric.
Joseph.
Hold it. It wasn't fair to her. I mean, she was just doing a professional broadcast out there and getting a golden opportunity. And I felt bad for her at points last night.
I don't know if I feel bad exactly, but I see your point. I mean, I guess what I would say for her, again, this should be a wonderful moment for Beth Mullins. It
yes.
should be. It should. The shine today should be on. Take that, all the people that are, you know, that are
but
opposed to this.
But I think the story,
you know,
is now Beth Mullins got to call a game because ESPN was doing this weird experiment with the second game instead of Beth Mullins called an actual Monday Night Football game.
I think it's now a footnote. Beth Mullins does a good job. Unprepared, unqualified human being set up to fail by ESPN is the headline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the paragraph 75
He's
of the 20-page story.
He is the new overnight sensation that everyone's talking about.
Dip.
Here on the field from up close.
Grant and Danny.
Where were you?
106.7
The
Fan.
Field from up close.
Your double play is next. Speaking of good audio, Jim Carrey in an interview on the red carpet.
It got weird.
What a wacky dude. Has he always been this weird?
We just didn't know it.
Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.